Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have you ever dealt with sheep? Maybe you had to count them last night when you were going or trying to get to sleep because you were had trouble getting to sleep because you were so excited about coming to worship this morning. Yeah. Right? I didn't need any sheep to help me sleep last night. I slept like a lamb. Get it? Thanks. I'm trying. I'm working really hard. So in my experience, sheep are not the brightest of the animals. Now, I don't know what that might say about the shepherds who are entrusted with their care, but I know sheep aren't so smart, and they need somebody to tend them at night, as the shepherds were doing in our reading. And what I've read about shepherds during Jesus' time is that they were on one of the lowest rungs of the social ladder. And I suppose it would be difficult to ascend the social ladder when you're spending all your time out in the field with sheep, rather than, you know, mucking it up and rubbing shoulders with the social elite. So maybe it isn't their fault. Shepherds were considered untrustworthy, and their work made them ceremonially unclean. So they were considered to be among the social outcasts of Jesus' day. And yet, they were the first to hear the good news of Jesus' birth. What do you suppose the implications of that might be? Jesus was born as a Messiah, and last night I made a big deal about him being the Prince of Peace. And news of his birth was first reported to shepherds who were living in fields with the sheep. We're not that smart. When our kids were born or about to be born, we told our family first and then close friends that they were about to be born. We didn't post any pictures on social media. It didn't exist, nor did smartphones or any of those things. We didn't send out a mass email announcing their birth. We took pictures. We made a card. We sent it via the U.S. postal system announcing their birth. And we use our Christmas card list to know who to send it to. I don't know how much of any of that happens anymore these days. Not the Christmas cards so much, but birth announcements. Do they do that? I guess if you post it on the internet, then we all know it's true. Anyway, the news of Jesus' birth is first reported to the lowly shepherds who were tending their flocks. Why shepherds? Some have suggested that their role in the nativity scene is a reminder to us of David, the young shepherd who slayed the giant and went on to become the king of Israel. It could also be to demonstrate that Jesus' birth is good news for all people, even social outcasts like the shepherds. Whatever the reason, we know that the shepherds were obedient to the multitude of the heavenly host, and they made their way to Bethlehem. And when they got there, they saw Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger, and then they made known what had been told to them. By doing so, they became the first evangelists, the first witnesses of the good news of Jesus' birth. And then an interesting thing happened. Well, another interesting thing happened there in the stable. We read that all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Now, I don't know who the all were who heard it, but it had to be plenty amazing or pretty amazing to hear about how the angels had come to the shepherds in their field and told them about this child who is the Messiah, being born in Bethlehem, and how when they went to Bethlehem, they found things just like the angels had said. This is truly amazing. When we read from the book of Esther a few weeks ago, I asked if you believe in coincidences. And I did so because of all the things that took place in Esther's story that just sort of seemed to fall into place so that she would be in the right place at the right time to save her people, the Jewish people, from persecution. Do you believe it is a coincidence that because of a census being conducted that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the city of David? And was it a coincidence that there was no room for them in the inn, so they stayed in the manger or in the stable with the animals? Was it a coincidence that the angels appeared to the shepherds and that they responded to that good news and the shepherds actually came to Bethlehem? Was it a coincidence that they found things just as the angels had told them? Of course not. It's not a coincidence. There's no coincidence. And that is what amazed all who heard what the shepherds said. They were amazed by the birth of the Messiah in a cattle trough to a young virgin girl betrothed to be married to a man who brought her to Bethlehem because of the census. They were amazed that the news of this birth would be trusted to them, to shepherds who were thought to be untrustworthy. They were amazed that the long-awaited Messiah would be born in such a humble setting. They were amazed to be bearing witness to this amazing, miraculous moment, and they didn't even know the half of it. They didn't know what we know, that this child whose birth the angels told them about would grow up into the man who would challenge the religious and political authorities of his day, but not by might or power over those authorities, instead through the power of his life-giving love. We know much more of the story than the shepherds and those who were gathered with the baby Jesus could have known. And I believe we too are amazed. Amazed at what has taken place. Amazed by what God has done and is doing for us. Amazed by God's love for us. However, there's always a but. Not all who heard what the shepherds said were amazed. We read, but Mary treasured all these words and ponder them in her heart. Rather than be amazed by what she heard, Mary treasured these words of the shepherds. It's almost like she's on a whole other level than everybody else in the stable. You had all this excitement by and about the shepherds and their arrival and the things that they said, but rather than get caught up in all of that, Mary, maybe zen-like, who knows, treasured all these words as she pondered them in her heart. It's like Mary is already beginning to seek for the meaning, the significance of what has taken place, while the rest of them, maybe the rest of us, are still basking in the glow and the awe of what has transpired. Admittedly, by this point, Mary had had some time to process the events that had taken place. After all, she's the first one who was told about what was going to happen. The Annunciation was probably 10 months ahead of this time. Somebody can do the math. So she would have had time, knowing that she'd become pregnant by the Holy Spirit and would have a baby, and during that time of her pregnancy to process what was going on, to get over the shock and the excitement of it all, which would have allowed her to process what was happening to her and to the world around her. So when it was time, when Jesus was born and the shepherds showed up, maybe a few days, maybe a couple weeks later, Mary was pretty chill. I don't know if she was getting a lot of sleep, but she was no longer focused upon the amazing thing that had happened, but instead upon the meaning of it. As we gather this Christmas morning, we're probably a bit tired from our celebration of this amazing thing that has happened. And yes, my friends, it is truly, truly amazing. But it is beyond amazing. So as we move into the quieter, more reflective time of this Christmas morning, I want to encourage us to shift our response from just amazement at the spectacle of Jesus' birth to pondering its significance, as Mary did. Let us treasure these words, that to you is born this day in the city of David, who a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And ponder them in our hearts, for they are good news of great joy for all the people. Receive the good news of Jesus' birth into your heart and ponder the significance of it in your lives. Not just today, on this Christmas day, not just on the 12 days of Christmas, but on all the days. For Christ has come into the world to love the world, to redeem the world, to welcome the world into the glorious presence of Almighty God. So come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen.